Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Time for Critter News here on WMAL. Sherilyn, we always have to say it's required that we say that is a certified fan favorite of listeners here on WMAL. And we've got a special expanded. Now, this is not just your average Critter News. This is an expanded Critter News. First, let me tell you the story. There's an arthritic elephant at the National Zoo. And the elephant there is not very, his name is Shanti. And he's had some problems with his feet. You know, you can't just go down to the, you know, to the store and get some inserts for your shoes right. when you're an elephant because you don't have any
shoes. Get some Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah. That's right. It doesn't quite work. He has arthritic feet and some problem with the toenails on his feet. And if an elephant has bad, that's not a happy elephant. You know, and you want your elephants to be happy, right? So the National Zoo is thinking, well, what are we going to do here? We need to do something to help this poor elephant along because we want Shantae to be happy, right? Joining us on the line right now, let's not wait any longer, is Joe Stern, who is with Cobbler's Bench Shoe Repair Stores in the Washington, D.C. area. And he was one of the people who helped develop the shoe for Shantae the elephant. Good morning to you, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Brian and Cheryl. How are you today?
We're really happy to have you. And so tell me how in the world it is that you were able to got into this project in the first place. And how does one go about making a shoe for an elephant?
Well, we were contacted by the zoo. We do some work for some of the staff there for people's shoes. And we got a phone call saying, hey, we have an elephant that needs a pair of shoes. Is this a project that you'd want to go ahead and take on? And I went down to the zoo and met with the folks down there and decided that, you know, it's probably something that we could put together. And, you know, it took us about a month and a half to do, but we were able to put a pair of shoes together for her.
So, Joe, here's my question. I know that when you're designing shoes, the weight of the person, or in this case, the elephant, would kind of, you know, have some influence on how you made it. How much does Shanti weigh, and did you have to take that into consideration when you were designing the shoe?
Well, I know she weighs a lot. Really couldn't tell you exactly. But the materials that we ended up using for our pair of shoes, which is a different set than the Tevas, which are in the article,
right.
We used what we call an orthopedic crepe because I wanted to try and keep the shoes as light as possible, but we needed to go ahead and make them waterproof. And so we used about an inch and a half in three layers of this orthopedic crepe, which is really, really durable, and it's very it's not susceptible to crushing.
Obviously.
And so by laminating the three layers together, we were able to kind of put the straps on and so that it could hold onto her ankles and support her weight while being able to have the medication work and have her toenails get better.
Her toenails were part of the problem as well. Not only were her feet arthritic, but her toenails were cracking and it was causing her some pain, correct?
Correct. And when we, the zoo had originally taken the casts of both of her front feet and one of her toenails was probably about 3 inches further out than what a normal toenail would be. And so once we had the cast of her foot, we were able to go ahead and do patterns of the shoes.
So you do a cast of the foot and then go back into the shop and try to build a shoe around that cast.
That's size 20 shoe.
I thought I had a big foot. I mean, I have a hard time buying shoes because I have a big foot. I wear size 14 shoes, but these are huge, right?
They're 20.
Yeah, so one, you know, on one foot was about 18 inches all the way around on her left foot, which was her normal foot. The other foot was about 21 inches from front to back and about 18 inches wide.
And how does one put a shoe on an elephant?
very carefully.
And Joe, I mean, how is Shanti doing with these shoes? I mean, I'm sure that she, does she, I mean, can you tell whether she thinks that they're comfortable or not? Is she trying to take them off? I mean, she's trying to shake them off.
So she had been in shoes before, and there's a couple of different companies that have made shoes for elephants in the past. The ones that we did were a little bit different construction than the Teva ones. The Tevas are a bit softer, and so I think those are the ones that she's kind of wearing around on a daily basis. Ours, you know, when we designed them, were designed to be super durable, and that if they when they put medication in it, that nothing could really kind of get into the shoe.
Right.
And so they use those every once in a while, but she's mostly in the Teva shoes.
What does something like that cost?
About $1,900.
Wow.
A pair.
Yeah. That's
yep. We had a couple of guys here that were really instrumental in putting the shoes together, the Napoleon and Fausto, and you know they did a great job, and you know it was really kind of a team effort. We had a company down in Georgia that donated the material that goes around the top, and you know, so it was really kind of a team effort in getting everything put together.
All right, and according to the articles that I've read, as a result of your shoe and the other shoe that has been built that allowed them to give them some medical treatment and provide medicine to the toenails and the Shanti's feeling a lot better and sort of frisky these days.
Yeah, she's doing much, much better, and the toenail that was, you know, that was sticking out 2 or 3 inches has now shrunk down significantly,
and that's a result of your shoes. Well, that's awesome.
That is great.
You know, and of course the team of veterinarians at the zoo, you know, they had a lot to do with it.
All right, Joe. Good. Listen, thank you so much, and thank you for your work on behalf of Shanti,
yes,
the elephant.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you all very, very much, and have a great day.
Joe Stern, maker of elephant shoes.